Are we motivated? Tonight on Warrior Wellness and Life Worlds, you've got Reverend Mike Kim here, and I'm part of a lovely family. Usually I say wonderful, but I'll use lovely tonight. Lovely Warfighter Radio Network family. I was just writing some positive words because I was inspired, praying for that family that has helped me heal in so many ways, as well as an instrument of healing for other vets throughout the country and throughout the world. So I can't thank enough Terry Nichols, Leticia, Angelie, Mike Rice, list goes on and on. Crew, Shannon, many, many others. Brad Stevens, Justin Snodgrass, those two guys are really close. Porter, they have these guys have shows on different hours within Warfighter Radio Network. So go on the Warfighter Radio Network. I also want to congratulate someone, Bennett Canton, Recon Marine, who moved from the Veteran Crisis Line to the Vet Peer-to-Peer Program, and he's doing great work with veterans. He's also the director, or one of the directors, of Warrior Hall. You can check them out. I'm so fortunate to be connected to all of these great people who inspire the healing work for veterans. And I am part of Veterans Spiritual Fellowship, and we are a community. Some would say, and we'll hide the fact that we are church from a classical perspective, that we assemble together, whether online or in person or in both ways. We're always trying to help vets in different ways. And check us out. You can go on Facebook and check us out and see different things, positive messages for the veteran community, and be a part of our team in some way. Great things ahead of us with Veteran Radio Syndicate. That's something for the future, and it's just a great program that has so many shows and so many others connected to the veteran community. And as you listen to our show every Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you'll be exposed to other shows, other podcasts, linked to VRS. But I can't say enough about Warfighter Radio Network, and keep on liking us, because we are at 5,420 likes. And it's greatly appreciated. And if you can, give a like towards Warfighter Radio Network, as well as Warrior Wellness and Life Worlds. If you want to be part of our online community, our online, you know, fellowship, just go into the closed group section. If you've been invited and you don't want to be part of that, you can just let me know, or take yourself out. It's all about choice, and we respect and honor that. We respect people of all faiths and no faith. Our show is linked to a greater community, but at the same time, it has boundaries, and it recognizes its boundaries and respects those boundaries. So all we do is request that you respect the community, and preserve the boundaries and focus on just helping another vet, just to look for a way to promote your program or a way to, you know, hook up with someone online, or, you know, that's been done before, or other things that are just going to serve you. Try to focus on a fellowship that's going to edify the greater veteran community, and yeah, and we all support each other in so many ways, and so I encourage that healthy promotion, healthy advocacy, healthy outreach, healthy mutuality that we should be practicing in our lives, within different organizations, at work, with our families and friends, and other loved ones. And it's greatly appreciated to know that there's a community of folks that are conscious towards improving their lives, and that's giving me a way to usher in our guest for tonight, Jack Maverick, who has been involved in a lot of wellness and the promotion of life skills. Earlier today, I was speaking to someone out of London from the Les Ciel Foundation, L-E-C-I-E-L Foundation, Peter Giblin, very interesting advocate, and is involved in some incredible work to help people kind of find themselves. And he's tied to communities around the world. And yeah, you know, I mean, we don't have to agree with everything that someone is a part of, but we, as I say in AA, in many ways, you know, we take the good and leave the rest. And I see a lot of work, good work in what Peter does. All that being said, let me connect with our guest for tonight, who does a lot of great work, and I've seen a lot of his videos, and you know, you should be connected to some of his videos. His name is this guy. His name is Jack Maverick, and so we need to get connected to him, get him the right Wolf Rider Radio Network number, which I think has been already sent. Let's see. Well, I hope everybody is cognizant of the great weather, spring being part of new beginnings and hope and joy. I know this sounds a little touchy feely for a veteran podcast, but hey, I think it's the right thing to do. I think other shows offer other things. And on Sunday nights, I offer kind of a totally different type of veteran program. My Illuminati leader, Barney, and the Care Bears, they connect me into that touchy-feely space for all of you. I'm just kidding. These are just jokes. But I do hear that we have our guest tonight, and that's why I kind of went into the jokes. But now I can get back and go online and just connect with Jack Maverick. Jack, are you on?
I'm on. I'm here.
Okay, great. Well, welcome to Warrior Wellness and Life World.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Great. Well, let me ask you this. You have been linked with various wellness videos, and I was just wondering, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and what has inspired you to do the work that you do?
Well, it's a long story, and I don't like to get into it. I've had an interesting life, to say the least, and I'm at the stage of my life where I want to try to help others. You know, there's other people that are out there that are having a hard time in their life and, you know, maybe need someone that's been there and to hear, you know, some life skills, as I call them.
Okay. So can I ask how you got involved with it and, you know, what are some like basics behind the various videos?
How I got involved with it, I suppose I was just moved. You know, I felt that there was a calling. There was something out there for me to do to give back to others. And, you know, that sort of started the premise of the videos. And I originally started the videos with a focus on Asperger's syndrome. It's on the autism spectrum. And I was talking to fellow Aspies, as they're called, about my struggles and what I've learned. And I realized after a couple of videos in that the message that I was sharing was for everybody, and especially veterans. And so I've kind of changed my tone and my target of who I'm talking to. And so needless to say, it's been a journey already so far. So I'm happy to be on the program to share more of what I'm trying to do.
That's great. That's very positive that you have shared with the world your videos. And you know, I like them because they come from your, you know, from your perspective, and you also kind of like give like a practical sense of hope and all that through your videos. There's something like 21 videos. Which one out of the 21 really inspires you?
Ooh, tough question. You know, out of the number of videos, each one of them speaks to me personally. You know, I'm not a nonprofit. I'm not a for-profit. I'm out there just trying to give to others who need help. And so each one of the videos is something that I feel very passionate about, something that has positively affected my life and changed my life for the better. So each one of them, each message that I deliver has a real meaning and a real, I don't know, a heartfelt sentiment from me. Of course, my videos, you know, I'm not a computer guy, so my computers are not on par with awesomeness, but I hope that the message is there and that it touches people, and I believe that it has. I've had a lot of response over the last year of doing the videos where people have reached out to me and said, hey, man, I need some help. I need a shoulder to cry on. I need some advice. I need, how do you handle this? And I'm happy to share what I can to give to others.
That's very positive, and for you to go out on you know, put your you know, best foot forward for veteran community is it has volumes. So it's greatly appreciated from our end. So thanks for that work. When you look at the the issues you cover, what are some issues, Jack, that you talk about within your videos, your life skills with Jack videos?
Well, you know, I'm a veteran. I served with the Marine Corps, and I attribute the Marine Corps to saving my life.
Okay.
And so I don't know if you could love the Marine Corps any more than I love the Marine Corps for what they have given me. A lot of the topics that I talk about have to do with veterans and everything that veterans face and everything that they deal with on a day-to-day basis. I talk about this in one of my videos that as veterans across the board, you know, you go through high school and you kind of flounder around and you're not a scholar and you're not an athlete and you do whatever you've got to do just to make it. But then you go into the armed forces and your life changes, and your life changes for the better, and you spend the next 2 years or 4 years or the next 20 years giving the very best that you've got to give. And when you get out, it's like getting hit in the face with a frying pan. It's a realization of veterans coming back into the civilian world and trying to fit in. And that's not an easy mix. You know, so many veterans think that this is the best I'll ever be. This is the best I'll ever have it. This is the most dangerous I ever will be. And you can put any spin on it that you like. But what my point is in the videos is that life is always just starting. From day one, you've got to put your best foot forward. You've got to seek continual progression. Continue to be the best that you want to be. And the biggest point of that is you've got to know where you're going. You've got to know how to navigate your course. What do you want out of life? And so I talk a lot about the spiritual context of who we are and what we're doing here. And I believe that the continual progression in all of our lives, Asperger's, autism, or veterans, or just any old civilian that wants to listen to my videos, continual progression and finding that happiness and that balance in life is the most important things. That's why we're here.
That's well said and very clear. I appreciate your words. What would you say if there's someone who just has they're going through a real tough time and they're just afraid, you know? I mean, how would you address that? And I know you're not providing any direct advice here, but this is just like just general talking from vet to vet, you know.
Well, the veterans that are out there listening and everybody that's listening to the radio show, I would say just to hit me up. You know, I try not to come across preachy, and I try to help from the heart. And, you know, I just try to be a friend. And some people, all they need is just someone to listen to them. And so I try to provide that. And in the context of the relationships that I've built with veterans and with people on the autism spectrum, I try to help them understand that they've got to find why they're living. One thing I talk about is veteran suicide. It's a big problem. You know, there's about 42,000 suicides in the U.S. every year. 70% of them are men. And as a man, I talk to that as well. I feel the pressures of life. I understand what it takes to care for a wife, and I have six kids. You heard me right, six kids. And of those suicides, 10,000 of them a year are veterans. And that's very unfortunate that the government that we enlisted to serve, that we volunteered to serve, isn't doing its part to take care of us. And so I try to talk about that, and I try to assist, I try to guide veterans and Asperger's alike over to a healthy way of thinking on how they can positively change their lives for the better and find that big why of why they're living. Why is life so beautiful? And to fight for it, to keep moving forward and to find the happiness that they are searching for in their lives. And that's a huge transition for veterans coming out of the military and coming into civilian world. What's my purpose now? And I try to one-on-one help them find their purpose.
When it comes to the videos, how what made you think about using YouTube and videos to present your message?
Well, really, there was no other obvious outlet. You know, I'm in the position of my life to where that was the best fit, that was the easiest platform to upload what I have to say and deliver it and find people, and people find me, you know, to bless their lives.
Got it. Is there anything that you would like to share with our audience?
Well, with the audience out there, you know, I think the message that I always try to drive home is to keep on fighting, keep moving forward. Find what makes you happy and go for it. Reach out and grab it. And just like in the military, you know, we worked hard, we PT'd hard, we we got punished on the quarterdeck hard, but we never gave up, never gave up. And so when we transition into the civilian world, we still can't give up. There's a whole world of beauty and awesomeness out there that is waiting for each and every one of us as we dictate to ourselves what makes us happy and to go get it.
What helped you see that?
What helped me see that there's a life of beauty out there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's been a lifetime of struggle. It's been a lot of heartache. It's been some very unfortunate events. It's been some very brutal, painful personal issues that have had me at the brink of suicide myself. And I could not believe that I was here in a place that provided something as simple and so beautiful as a sunset, that this was the way I'm supposed to feel. I could not buy into that. I knew there was something more. I knew there was something better. And like a blind man in the dark, I fought for myself, for my happiness, for my learning, and I accepted no quit out of me. I accepted no failure out of me. And so I've struggled for a long time. So the message that I share comes out of some very heartfelt, very dark days. And these are the best lessons, I suppose, that I've learned along the way, and I'm trying to share them to positively affect others that are struggling like I have.
Well said. What would you say is something, if someone says, well, there's like this person that keeps me from seeing that happiness, or that person, or that event, or that situation. How would you tell, in some general terms, help someone see that,
Over the radio show, I'll say it, but I try to be more gentler in my videos. In Marine Corps terms, you got to suck it up. You got to man up. You got to fight. So life happens. Life happens to everybody. And that's why I choose not to talk about my life and what I've been through, because someone always has it worse. I was sitting in my truck eating a Subway, and this girl walked by, and I could hear her talking on the phone, and she was talking about how torturous it was that she had to stand on her feet for 6 hours of the day. And I just kind of rolled my eyes, because I thought that's ridiculous. I stand on my feet for 10, 12 hours every day. And so it's perspective. Everybody's got their own perspective. What one person is going through is devastating and might not be so devastating for, 20 other people or myself. And so I try to help them understand that they've got to keep fighting one and for all. But through certain tactics, they can manage the situation that they're going through. They can overcome the situation that they're going through, and they can continue to move forward. And that's what I hope for every veteran out there, because the suicide problem epidemic that's going on is too much. It's 22 too much.
And right. So beyond the suicide, there are also people that are just, that are just like you've said, they need to face kind of like their reality, and in no way am I minimizing the suicide situation. I'm just saying that there's that, and then there's like other people that are just like completely numbed out, and they can pick up something, and your videos seem to be uplifting, and that could be one way of dealing with things. What are some other ways of dealing with things?
Ways of dealing with things. Well, there's 1,000 healthy ways of dealing with things, and there's a handful of unhealthy ways of dealing with things. And far too often, as men, let alone veterans, we think that we've got to bottle it up, we've got to keep it to ourselves, that it's weak in ourselves. And I think that's more a problem of our society, that we think that men can't have feelings. I think that men need to learn to express themselves in a healthy manner, not just punching through the walls. Men have to admit that they're hurting. And they've got to be able to have the courage and the strength to reach out. And I hope that everybody listening out there that needs to reach out, you can reach out to 1,000 different organizations out there. They're all out there, but I'm out there too. And if you need someone to talk to, I'm here. So I hope that men in general, and veterans especially, and then what's dear to my heart as people on the autism spectrum, is that things aren't extreme as you feel they are. They're bad. They're devastating for sure. But there's a beautiful life out there. There's a beautiful sunset waiting to kiss you goodnight. There's a spiritual connection that we have with the great Creator and the reason why we're here. And these trials that each and every one of us were on the autism spectrum, whether we're a veteran or whether we're just a civilian, life happens to each and every one of us. People die every day. Every day, people get their feelings hurt every day, and not the healthiest way to deal with these things. Above anything else, the most important thing that anybody can do is to reach out and ask your buddies for help. You know, we spent so much time training with each other and taking care of each other and living in the field that to not ask for help now seems a terrible loss.
Let me ask you this, because you were able to bring up a very interesting issue that I don't think is talked about, and you know, I give you complete liberty. Well, I don't give it to you. I just provide the domain for you to share in how you want to share, and we can go on to another topic. But I think it's important because there are folks in the military, and I'm affected because of a relative of mine who has Asperger's and has been, you know, pretty inspiring to me on so many levels. And I'm not just saying that. I mean, the guy's just like brilliant on so many levels, and I really hand it to him that his mom did so much to you know, care for him and make sure that he shows as much courage day in and day out in his situation, and that makes him such a warrior. So I've learned from this kid, you know, in such an incredible manner. But let me ask you this: veterans, military personnel with Asperger's. Can you say something about that?
Oh, well, can't speak for the whole. I can speak for myself.
Exactly.
You know, autism affects a lot of people. You know, the smart people up on the hill are saying that one person in every 68 is affected with autism. So in a platoon size, you probably have one or two guys that are affected with autism.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an illness. It's not a retardation. It's just who we are. I am who I am, and I am the world from a point of view. It's been a struggle, and it's been hard, and it was very difficult in the Marine Corps dealing with what I didn't know I had to deal with at that time. Autism is a spectrum, right? So everybody is affected differently. You know, my scenarios and my symptoms, for lack of a better word, can be completely different from the next guy down the row. And so each one of us struggle in different ways with how we see the world and with how we accept the world and how the world affects us. So in my videos, I try to talk generally and not so much specific about information that I've received over the years, how I've coped, how I've dealt, how I've overcome the obstacles that I have faced. And I try to speak more generally so that it relates more, you know, to Aspergians as well as veterans, because I find that a lot of the struggles are very similar.
What would you do if there's, you know, our show is listened to by veterans and civilians in active duty and reservists, those who deployed, those who haven't deployed. if you have like a child or a family member that may not, I mean, that you discover, or you know, they've been diagnosed with Asperger's. What are some different things that people can do to improve their quality of life?
Well, I have 6 kids. I've got 4 girls and 2 boys. So I bought Tampax. I bought stock in Tampax and Hershey's chocolate a long time ago. So I'm doing all right. So I suggest you take care of your money so that you can take care of your family. On top of that, dealing with autism in the family, 3 of my kids are on the spectrum. So it's a struggle, sure. There are things that I can relate to with my kids, and there are things that I do not relate to with my kids. But I've learned over the course of my life that not everybody is the same, and I cannot mold my kids into what I want them to be because they are their own little people. And if you put the seed in the ground and you put some water on it, your kids are going to grow and flourish. Make sure that everything you do is based in love. Love your kids for who they are and let them positively affect your life and show you their beauty by just encouraging them and coaxing them and teaching them how to be healthy adults. You know, depending on the spectrum of autism, that's more difficult for others. I've met plenty of people that couldn't hold down a job, which to me is a very big deal because I worry about my kids. I worry about their futures, that I'm not always going to be there to take care of them. So I try to always break them out of their comfort zone to teach them some life lessons of responsibility, cleanliness, just, you know, general put yourself togetherness. Is take care of yourself. I teach them all how to cook. They all have chores, but they all have responsibilities. I try to teach them all, you know, the value of money and grooming. You know, that becomes an issue. For everybody out there listening, you know, the biggest thing that I would ever say is to just encourage your kids. Be who they are. Love them for who they are and never judge them for who you think they should be or who the community they should be. They are their own flower. Let them be.
Man, are you like the Buddha or something, man?
Well, I don't know about the Buddha.
Huh?
But we got I'm working on my dad belly.
He's got I'd like you to meet him. He's the host on the Saturday show. He's going to kill me because I always get the show wrong. Warrior Outdoors. I think I got that right. I always call it Veteran Outdoors, but it's Warrior Outdoors. But it's a great show on Saturday morning. And man, I think you'd be a great guest. To be on a show, another fellow Marine, and I don't know, your message is very positive. I think it's going to help like a lot of veterans and civilians kind of learn more about themselves and other people, and also become informed, right? Become informed about autism and you know. Yeah, I mean, I've learned a lot. I really appreciate it, and that's going to even help me to engage that relative of mine who I really admire, you know. And I just like I'm so inspired by his will, and I give a lot of credit to his mother, who reminds me a lot like you, you know, just very very motivational, and I think these things make a difference.
Well, I hope I make a difference.
Mm-hmm. I think you are. Can you give, and I know this isn't, again, the show is not focused on autism, but again, we have a lot of parents, you know, we have listeners from bases and overseas sites, you know, folks in Germany who may be picking up, you know, the show. And then they may get, like, you know, a hint possibly that their child or family member is affected by Asperger's. How could get better information on that? What could be a good resource or how could you say is a way to better understand it?
Well, a way to understand autism, I mean, there's a ton of great resources out there for autism. And, of course, autism is a spectrum, so that deals with Asperger's. Your kid or family member might not be full-blown autistic, but might be on the spectrum. I had my firstborn son diagnosed when he was 3 years old. And so since he was an infant, I knew and understood that there was something different about him. So I asked the doctors, you know, hey, what's going on here? I didn't have any clue what it was. So I went straight to the doctors. But out there on the internet, you can Google autism and you will come up with a ton of different resources about what it is, how it affects people. You know, then there's my videos. You know, there's a lot of parents out there like me that have kids on the spectrum and worry about their self-sufficiency later in life. And I'm here as an Aspie adult that has made it through life despite my struggles, has overcome the struggles that I have faced. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I am still working on myself, and because I'm an Aspie, I will always struggle. I will always have my problems to deal with. But I've got a great wife, I've got six kids, and I am responsible for them. And now all I'm trying to do is deliver a message to everybody out there that if I can make it, because there was a couple of times it didn't seem like I would make it, but if I can make it, you can make it. I think I'm more relatable to Joe Dirt than Tony Robbins. You know, life's a garden, man. You got to dig it. Keep working at it. You've got to take a lot of hard work in your life to not only positively affect yourself and continue to move forward and reap the harvest of your work, but take care of your family, your kids, your loved ones around you, to take care of them. It takes a lot of hard work, but I guarantee you, life is beautiful, and it's very rewarding to continue to move forward. You've always got to remember that what we think about every day becomes how we feel, and how we feel determines how we're going to act around us. So as a society, as men, as parents, as people on the spectrum, as veterans, you've got to quit thinking that life is over. You've got to quit thinking that this is the best it's ever going to get. You've got to quit thinking that this is a... You've got to quit thinking that you're defeated. Keep fighting. Keep moving forward. Keep making positive progression. Look up those websites on autism. Look up those websites for veterans and how the VA... And all these other veterans that are out there that are reaching out with their nonprofits and me with my videos. look them up on the internet and find them and reach out for help. Take the courage and ask for help. I promise you, you will be blessed every step of the way.
Big hoorah. Folks, you've listened to a gifted speaker who speaks from the heart. I can't say enough about Jack Maverick. Jack, can you tell us how folks, they can go on YouTube and how can they find some of your videos?
Well, I am unprepared with links, but I am very findable.
Okay.
I used to not be findable. Jack Maverick, I mean, that'll come up with a lot of TV shows, but there's the one and only me, and I'm the only one doing videos. Jack Maverick, Mav 8, M-A-V-E-I-G-H-T. You can find me on YouTube, email, Tumblr, Snapchat, Instagram, and Facebook, and any of those avenues. I've tried to make myself as accessible as possible for anybody to reach out to me. You know, ask me your questions, tell me your story. Maybe I can just listen and make you feel better. Maybe I can help. Maybe something I say can positively change your life and help you gain control of your destiny. And that's what I hope.
That's a motto message from Jack Maverick. Folks, we're at the end of the show. Jack, we treat you as a blessing, brother, and prayers and goodwill to you and your family. You've educated me, and you've inspired me to look beyond myself and try to be hopeful and also to help others in the pursuit of understanding challenges that may come across my life and the life of others. So thank you very much for sharing, and you have a blessed evening.
Well, thanks for having me, and to everybody out there, hit me up. You know, let's not let our brothers fall by the wayside. Take care of each other, and let's keep moving forward.
All right. Good night.
All right. Good night.
Folks, goodwill to all of our listeners. Great things ahead, especially very, very hopeful with the connections that Warfighter Radio Network has made with Veteran Radio, Vet Radio Syndicate. Very interesting. That Radio Syndicate last month received the highest ratings for Vet Radio in general. So that says a lot. And a lot of great surprises ahead of us. Know that this isn't the only positive show. Check out Justin Snodgrass. He's got a great show Saturday mornings. You can find him on the Warfighter Radio Network Facebook site. And then you have Brad Stevens. He comes on Saturday nights, and you can check out his show as well. T.J. Porter has a show. Cruz, there's all kinds of great motivating, inspiring shows. All kinds of guests, veterans and civilians coming together to heal hearts and minds towards one goal, and that's a better life, wellness. I think our guest had so many positive words to say. Just to let you know that this show is autonomous. It has self-sovereignty, that which is given by the divine and natural order. Our opinions are sovereign from those of our guests and the production company and all that are related to us. But just recognize that, and Thank you for listening. Blessings to you. If you want more information about the fellowship, church community, again, when I say church, it's not like something out of Sunday school, but more like the Greek word of assembly, getting together, gathering online and in person, let me know. And take care. Blessings to you. Good night.